This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The way that Kyren Williams has been playing, we've just been feeding him. So right now it's 6 carries to 4 carries.
Second down, 3, Nacua. Oh, Redwell, what a beautiful play by DJ Reed. Undercut him.
But Nacua pops right up.
And you bob right up, but that's still a hell of a play by DJ Reed, regardless of how you want to look at that. The newest Detroit line, DJ Reed, highlight courtesy of CBS. See Sparky Fiverr with you. Charlie Usen over there joining us. Back in the day, known as 911 Rieger. We've told that story a million times. Joining us now from 97.1 The Ticket in Detroit. And him and Woj do a great job on their show. Jeff Rieger. Follow him on Twitter at Rieger1984. What's up, Rieger?
Sparky, how are we? I don't know how it is in Milwaukee, but it's 60 and sunny in Detroit. It's fabulous. I mean, nothing gets you in a better mood than nice weather.
It's 12 degrees and snowing.
No, it's not. Is it really?
No, it's not. No, it's 41 degrees and sunny here.
So, okay, I mean, 41 is not 61. But
you're
not
having what you're having today, we had yesterday.
Yeah, so we're having it the rest of the week. I already got a tea time scheduled and everything. Life is great. So what's going on?
Wait a second. It's going to be in the 60s the rest of the week there? You're not having a temperature drop like we are?
No, definitely not. Definitely not. No, of course not. It's over. The big winter is over, my friend. There's not going to be one last snowstorm that makes everybody angry. It's over.
Let me see if I got this right. So, the snow is done. You have warm weather. The Pistons don't suck anymore for some reason. And the Lions don't suck anymore. What is going on in Detroit, Rieger?
It's a resurgence. Now, the Red Wings still suck. They've lost 6 in a row, haven't got a point, and probably are going to miss the postseason. Michigan basketball, if it makes you feel any better, they suck. They've lost 3 in a row.
I thought everybody loves Dusty May. I thought he was everybody's darling.
Well, you know what? He was until he realized, or at least we realized, that he struggles to make adjustments.
Ah, that's always a problem as a college basketball coach. Yes, yeah, that would be a problem.
Yes, I would say that. So, all in all, though, yeah, Detroit is on a resurgence. The Tigers could be good. The Lions are a good team. They're not great by any means. And, yeah, everybody's happy. I mean, life is great.
Yeah, I'm happy for you. You got a beautiful family. It's all going good. Rieger, tell me this. So you lose Carlton Davis and you get DJ Reed. How much of an upgrade do you all see that as, if there's an upgrade at all in your mind?
All right, so I kind of think it's the same player. I really do. Like, DJ Reed gets a lot of pass interference calls against him. With that being said, Carlton Davis couldn't stay healthy, and he missed the most important games of the season. Like, DJ Reed's best game came against the Vikings, and he shut down Justin Jefferson. He's got good PFF scores. I think they're comparable. I think the biggest difference is twofold. DJ Reed's a little shorter, and also the price tag. I mean, these corners were pretty expensive, and you got Reed for 3 years, $48 million. Now, if you look at the flip side and you say to yourself, okay, well, the Jets kept Sauce, but let DJ go, maybe you say, well, why'd they do that? Maybe they don't like him as much as Sauce Gardner. I probably agree. I'd rather have Sauce Gardner. But all in all, this needed to happen. But it can't stop here because the Packers seem like they're getting better. The Bears are upgrading. The Vikings seem like they're really upgrading. And then you get the Lions, who have pretty much signed their own. They brought Derek Barnes back. They brought Marcus Davenport back for no reason at all. He played all of two games last year.
That's his history, though. He's never healthy.
Never, but yeah, that's Brad Holmes' history. He loves to take a chance on the unhealthy player. And they got rid of Za'Darius Smith. So I think Lions fans, while they're happy with DJ Reed, and it's nice, it feels like you pretty much lost the corner, and you got a corner, all even. But I still think you need to do more, and the problem is I don't think the Lions are going to do more. I think they're just going to pay their own. Maybe they extend Kirby Joseph. They're going to extend Aiden Hutchinson. And I don't know where that puts you in the NFC North, where it's going to be really good again.
Talking with Jeff Rieger, 97.1 The Ticket in Detroit. Catch him weeknights on The Ticket. Follow him on Twitter at Rieger1984. Joins us on Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's. Me, Steve Sparky Pfeiffer here. My nightmare that I hope to avoid, I do not want you all trying to make some big move for Trey Hendrickson, because I think that would pretty much ruin the NFL if that were to happen.
All right, so you read my mind. When Myles Garrett, at least we thought he was available, that was radio for 2 months. I'm not even kidding. Every topic, can you get Myles Garrett? Would you give up Jahmyr Gibbs for Myles Garrett? What would it take to get Myles Garrett? And then, you know, it was weird because Myles Garrett said he wanted to win, but then he went back to the Browns, so all he wanted was money, which,
yep.
I mean, he could have just said that and saved face a little bit. But obviously, Max Crosby was another guy that Lions fans super interested in. He played ball at Eastern Michigan. He's from the area, so of course Lions fans are like, oh my goodness, Max Crosby, Aiden Hutchinson, unreal. But you're absolutely right. Trey Hendrickson is the next, and he's probably the last. He's still out there. Cincinnati's not bringing him back. The price tag is way too high, which, by the way, I think is such a mistake on their part, but whatever. I don't do Cincinnati radio. And it would cost a second-round pick or a third-round pick, we're led to believe. And you put him opposite of Aiden Hutchinson. He led the league in sacks last year. And I know Aiden's coming back from a broken leg and all, but he should be fine. You could literally rush four, and that's the dream. That's what the Eagles did to win a Super Bowl. And for the first time in the Brad Holmes era, you would have Aiden on left side. You would have Hendrickson on the right side. Ali McNeil's injured, but he'd come back. DJ Reader's probably your other tackle. You would have a dominant defensive line. And as you know, that to me is the biggest important thing about a defense. And I don't think it's going to happen. I don't think you need to worry, but it makes me even more angry on a gorgeous day that you make that comment, because as we sit here, radio in Detroit, I'm not even kidding, our afternoon guys, Valeni and Rico, are discussing this. What would you rather do? Would you rather sign your own, stay good for a long period of time, not really take a swing? You're going to be good, though. Or would you rather take a swing, and in 2 or 3 years, you're probably going to start doing what San Francisco's doing and saying goodbye to guys? For me, a team that's never been to the Super Bowl, I would take the swing. Hendrickson is a no-brainer, and you got cap space. Like, you don't have to worry about these other contracts until they're due up, and you can use the franchise tag. But rest assured, Green Bay and Minnesota and Chicago, I don't think the Lions are going to do it. That's not a Brad Holmes move, unfortunately.
I like what you said there about how you guys are going to have to do what the 49ers are doing right now, and only you're thinking you're only a couple years away from having to break this bad boy up. That's just horrible. I mean, that's crushing. That really hurts my feelings.
Hold on a second.
Crushing.
I know the team that just, you know, finally Detroit gets a little success. No, I do think you can prolong it, right? I do think you can bring Kirby Joseph back. I think you can bring Brian Branch back. I think you can, you know, extend Jahmyr Gibbs eventually and Sam Laporta. Like, yes, I think they could get this and keep this together. The problem is, Sparky, and you know this, they're not good enough. They're not good enough. And Brad Holmes made a comment at the Combine. And he said, wow, it's really weird. You look back before our defense got injured, and we were really good. They were the number two scoring defense in football. And, you know, they were that efficiency stat. What is it called? I forget what it's called. But they were the number two at that, too. They were a good team, good defense. And then everybody got injured, and unfortunately the team...
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Fizzled out and Jaden Daniels destroyed him. With that all being said, they didn't beat a single elite quarterback. They lost to Josh Allen. They didn't play another elite quarterback. Now, you fast forward it to next year, and you played three outdoor games last year. You got eight this year. You got to go to Joe Burrow. You got to go to Patrick Mahomes. You got to go to Matthew Stafford and Jalen Hurts and Jaden Daniels and Lamar Jackson. And that's even before you talk about the division, which are some outdoor games. So you're guaranteed to play outdoor games in December and January. Yep. And we do know that Goff isn't as good outdoors as he is indoors. So my point is, to say it was a good defense last year, you were pretty fortunate. The Lions were. Their schedule was cake as compared to what it's going to be this year. So I actually think you're doing yourself a disservice if you don't do everything you can to make that defensive line better. And Marcus Davenport ain't going to do it.
Okay, I agree with you. Marcus Davenport's not going to do it. So then where does the attention turn? So is it full on just drafting a bunch of edge rushers in the draft then for Detroit come April in Green Bay?
I would think so. I would think so. So currently, here's your edge. You got Hutch, no question about it. You hope he's healthy. Pascal's still in the mix. Davenport's in the mix. John Kaminsky's in the mix. Elkwan Dean Muhammad's in the mix. So you hope that the combination of Hutch and the guys I just named somehow, some way, is a semblance of a pass rush. But yeah, I would expect them to draft a defensive end, and it seems to be a decently deep draft for a defensive end. But with that being said, Holmes is a best player available guy. That's how he got Gibbs. So if he sees just a better player, I don't think he's going to stray with how he's got here, which is he's going to take that better player in his eyes if he, you know, grades higher on their draft board. So I think, yes, you probably draft a couple of the ends. Maybe you make another small signing, but Sparky, you hit the nail on the head, and there's no guarantees. You'd never been to a Super Bowl. You were 17 points up on the Niners 2 years ago in the NFC title game with 30 minutes to go, and unfortunately you choked it away. Trey Hendrickson is the answer.
Yep.
He really is.
He is.
But you got a GM that believes that, hey, listen, we're going to build, we're going to draft, we're going to develop, and we're going to pay our own. So it's a total philosophy difference here, and we'll see which one ends up working, but I want to try to win a Super Bowl. I don't care if you got to blow it up in 3 to 4 or 5 years. Big deal. You start over. And by the way, if you're a good drafter and Holmes is, you're able to extend some of the success for a while.
See, and that's just it. Like, so from my perspective, talking with Jeff Rieger, 97.1 The Ticket into Detroit, follow him on Twitter at Rieger1984, joins us here on Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's. From my perspective, Rieger, it's the Packers were to trade for Hendrickson, which, again, I highly doubt it because we don't trade a lot of draft picks for anybody. But if they were to trade for Hendrickson, with Hendrickson, Rashawn Gary, Kenny Clark, so forth, then all of a sudden I would look at the Packers and go, okay, they can now win this division. Now they have enough. Without Hendrickson, I still think they're probably second or third.
I agree with you. I 100% agree with you. Like, look what the Vikings went out and did. And listen, I understand, like, they needed help on the D-line, but they got Jonathan Allen. They got Javon Hargrave. And they also got cornerback Isaiah Rodgers, too. So they took the defensive part of the football seriously, and they understand that to beat the Lions, because they still are the class of the division, whatever you think, it's true, they're defending champions of the NFC North, you're going to have to stop the run. That's what the Lions want to do. They want to stop. They want to run the football. So I think the Vikings said, we're going to put all our eggs in the basket of trying to be better against the run, and with Flores back as DC, we believe we can do it. The problem nobody's talking about with the Lions is I don't know that they're going to be at the same team, because we just talked about the schedule, and the schedule is difficult, and you play elite quarterbacks, and I don't think the defense is good enough. But then you also add to the fact they lost seven coaches to other teams. They lost their OC. Yep. They lost their DC. And Ben Johnson, despite ripping on Jared Goff for some strange reason now with the Chicago Bears, it's a weird situation, but Jared Goff has never played better football than with Ben Johnson. He just lost that guy, mm-hmm. and we're just supposed to believe that he's going to be the same or maybe better. He's probably going to be worse. So,
Agreed. Again, I
think the Hendrickson thing is, it would be a grand slam. I just don't think it's going to happen. It's weird that you don't think it would happen with Green Bay. Hopefully he doesn't go in the NFC. I got to believe he probably would. Like, if the Eagles somehow get a guy like that, or if Washington gets a guy like that, uh-oh.
No, right. Exactly right. That's exactly my fear. My fear is Detroit, Philly. Like, please do not let that occur. Jeff Rieger, 97.1 The Ticket in Detroit. Follow him on Twitter at Rieger1984. Rieger, as always, a fun time. Before we end this, I got to know, did you see this coming with the Pistons, this resurgence and looking like a real NBA team again?
The only thing I saw coming was that Cade Cunningham was always injured and under new tutelage, that I think he's a superstar. And I think he's proven that, right? But, like, Trajan Langdon came in and got a couple of vets in the Hardaways and the Harrises, and it's working out. It's been unbelievable. But here's my theory. You can tell me if I'm totally wrong about this or not. I do believe, with the exception of a couple of teams on a given night, I don't know how hard guys try in the NBA. So you get a team like the Pistons that haven't made the playoffs in 10 years and haven't won a playoff game in 20 years, and they're busting ass every single night. And, like, for instance, today they get the Wizards at home. They're probably a 10-point favorite. They'll probably beat them by 30. Like, they truly, it's a different mindset here. They as cliche as it sounds, they give 100% when I'm not quite sure that other teams do. Other teams do the load management thing. The Pistons don't seem to. So I don't know that they can win a playoff series. I can't wait to see. But they're pretty remarkable. No question about it.
I'm blown away by how good they are. Very, very impressive stuff. Jeff, thanks so much for coming on, man. Appreciate it.
Sparky, always good to talk to you. But by the way, Tigers better than the Brewers this year. Mark it down.
How do you figure that?
Just mark it down.
But it doesn't matter. You're in the AL. We're in the NL. Who cares who's better than the other?
I understand. Well, I care.
Like, if you were on the score in Chicago, hey, Sparky, the Tigers are better than the White Sox, that kind of makes sense. But why are we trying to have a rivalry with the Brewers for? Can't you root for the Brewers? You're an AL team.
That's a given, obviously, that the Tigers are better than the White Sox. My daughter's Little League team is better than the White Sox, for crying out loud.
That's true.
No, listen, I mean, the Brewers have been, I've been jealous of the Brewers over the last couple years. You go to the postseason, the Tigers finally got back to the postseason. It's exciting. So I think they'll make it further than you will in the National League.
Well, we go to the playoffs, and then we lose right away. So, I mean, I'm hoping to get through a round this year. That would be good.
Yeah, I remember the conversations back in the day, should you bring Ryan Braun up or not? Those were the fun days.
But it's no different now. They got a kid right now, Craig Yoho, who has an unbelievable, devastating changeup, has been great in spring training. I don't know if he's even allowed a hit to this point. And mark my words, he won't start in the bullpen. He'll go down to AAA and sit there until, like, June.
Sparky, it's the awful thing about baseball because the Tigers have a guy, the number one pitching prospect in Jackson Job. He's unbelievable. He's ready to start and be in the rotation right now, and he's not going to be because we know how baseball works.
Yep, so, stupid.
And the
so
Tigers
stupid.
Also refused to like spend $10 million extra bucks for Alex Bregman, which would have helped, but whatever.
Yeah, that would have definitely helped you. And he's in the AL. He didn't go to the NL, so lucky you. Rieger, thank you so much.
Yeah. See you, Sparky.
There
Enjoy
he,
the day.
You too. There he is, Jeff Rieger, off to play golf.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almased. Almased is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.